You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Good morning, Bucknutters, and happy Thanksgiving. It is Thursday, November 25th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 Holiday Edition. And to be clear, we are very thankful the Bucknutters are here. Could not be more thankful that you guys make up our fan base. It goes without saying that we have the best damn fans in the land. Thankfully, we also have the best damn recruiting director in the land, Steve Wiltfong. Joining us today, Steve, happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Everyone, good luck in your turkey bowls today. I will be representing a Heath Shuler Washington Redskins jersey today because it's the only one I have. And I'm actually kind of disappointed I don't have Mark Rippon. I probably should buy Mark Rippon online somewhere so I can wear it. Kelly Wiltfong, Dan Marino. And my boys, they're more modern, Darius Leonard and Jonathan Taylor, because you know we live in Indianapolis. But we're going to have some fun in our turkey bowl, and I hope everybody across Columbus and Dayton and everyone listening across the country is going to have some fun in a turkey bowl today.
My turkey bowl days are long gone with many ligaments to spare. We're going to talk about some great stuff today. Ohio State is not taking the day off. They have recruited themselves into a furor. There's some great stuff going on, and we're going to talk to Steve about it. Let's backtrack a little bit, Steve. Earlier this week, you laid out a crystal ball for Hero Canoe, native of Germany, who plays at Rancho Santa Margarita in California, a big-time defensive tackle prospect. Many thought he was headed to Oklahoma. As I've said before, he has an offer list to stop traffic. Why did you roll your ball towards Columbus for Canoe?
Well, Oklahoma got the first official visit. They blew it away. They set the tone. Notre Dame got an official after that. Oklahoma was still the leader. Then Ohio State got their official visit, and then Georgia got their official. Talked to a source close to Hero that tells me that he's 99% sure Hero's going to end up at Ohio State, leaving some room for Georgia to make a move. So sounds like Georgia also made a move. I think that Ohio State prioritizing Hero. He's been to Columbus a couple times. They're the one to beat, and it's got a chance to be a really good finish up front at the point of attack for the Buckeyes. When you're looking at Hero Canoe, you got Caden Curry in Indianapolis, who's playing in the state title game on Saturday, trying to win back-to-back state titles here in Indiana. And then you got Omari Abor down there, five-star defensive lineman in Texas. All three are crystal ball picks. I don't have one in for Curry yet, but Abor and Canoe I do. And if I was forced to put one in for Curry, I would put one in for Curry as well as they battle Alabama.
Trust in Larry Johnson, people. You also had another West Coast crystal ball that you rolled. And this one's really interesting because I don't know if you could call it a package deal, but it's Zachariah Branch from Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas, younger brother of Zion Branch, safety of the 22 class, who many have crystal ball to Ohio State. Bring us up to date on the Branch brothers.
Well, I think it's just a deal where, talking to the family, most of the process, they do want to go to school together. And I think that we are feeling even more confident about where Ohio State stands with Zion. And they were always in great shape with Zachariah too, but as Zion gets closer to his decision, you know, we just want to set the tone on where we think things stand with Zachariah, who is as electric a receiver as there is in the class. And Ohio State's also the crystal ball pick for Carnell Tate right now as they battle Notre Dame and others. Carnell's going to be at Tennessee this weekend, so he's still making the rounds and looking at schools and learning. And so Zachariah, I just like where Ohio State stands with those guys.
That's two big-time prospects. Older brother, like you said, a safety, younger brother, a slot receiver, and just an explosive offensive force. So a package deal would help both the offense and the defense should that come through. Let's get to the hottest news of the day. Devin Brown, an elite quarterback from Utah, was verbally committed to USC. We all know a verbal commitment to USC, given their current state, was rickety, and it fell through. He decommitted. He has visited Ole Miss. He has visited Texas. He's visited Ohio State. He's probably the number one quarterback left on the market. Do you think Ohio State has a chance to bring in Devin Brown?
They have a great chance. I know you guys read Blair Angulo's updates on Devin Brown this week. He had a couple of them. He had his official visit update. And then obviously Devin Brown reopening his process yesterday. He had another update, but I talked with Devin as well, and he said his experience at Ohio State was really good. The offense was really explosive. They have big-time players all over the field. C.J. Stroud proved why he's the top Heisman candidate. There's so much energy and tradition at the Horseshoe. It was great to finally meet the coaches in person and have face-to-face conversations with them. And then he added that Ohio State's up there for him. And so I wouldn't even be surprised if Ohio State's a hair or two ahead. Ole Miss, Texas, they're going to try and go in the home, according to Blair Angulo, early this coming week. If Ohio State beats Michigan, they will not be able to go in the home because they'll be busy preparing to come to the great state of Indiana and Indianapolis, where they are like the Jacksonville Jaguars of London. Ohio State always plays a game in Indianapolis every year. You know, they're trending towards that again this year. But I like where the Buckeyes stand right now, and we'll see how things go over the next week.
We will be following the Devin Brown recruitment closely. Keep this in mind, Ohio State versus Ole Miss and Texas. Who would you want to commit to? If it's Ryan Day versus Lane Kiffin being in the news for every opening, Steve Sarkisian, who knows how long he'll be there. So starting to feel a little bit better about Devin Brown. And to be clear, that was me just giving you my vibe, following up on Steve's vibe. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and talk the game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, we're back. If you've been following this show, you know Steve Wiltfong has been on point when it comes to picking Ohio State games. He sent me a text early in the game last week. One word or two, I'm not sure. What is bloodbath? But, Steve, how do you feel about Ohio State's trip to Ann Arbor?
Well, as you guys know, I predict Ohio State to win every week because they're the most talented team on the field every week. So I'm going to roll with the Buckeyes again. I think Michigan is going to play Ohio State well. You know, they have pass rushers like Aiden Hutchinson that can get in the backfield and hit Stroud and maybe get him off his game and out of rhythm a little bit. Michigan is going to dedicate themselves to running the ball. You know, I have no idea how, and I probably bailed on that Ohio State Michigan State game pretty early. I don't know how you only give your Heisman candidate running back 6 carries. You know, I think Michigan, this is the best backfield that Michigan's had in a long time. I think that they have recruited a lot of speed and playmaking ability at wideout. It's young. But the way Michigan's offense is trending, it's got a chance to be pretty prolific down the road. And I think that there's a chance that y'all could see flashes of that in this game. So it should be an exciting game. I like the Buckeyes to win and come to Indianapolis, to which they will then take apart Wisconsin, if that's who they play. But I like the Buckeyes in this one, but I think Michigan's going to be game and ready to play. And it won't be the blowout that it was the last 2 years.
You heard it here first. We appreciate Steve taking time out of his Thanksgiving to spend it with us. And once again, we just appreciate the Bucknutters. We feel very lucky here at Bucknuts that you're our crew. We appreciate Steve stopping by. Have a great Thanksgiving, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row, and be sure to dance in the end zone over your families in those turkey bowls today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.